Blog Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo!
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Summer, and we're back. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. We've been busy. I had to take medical leave, but I'm back and I'm doing much better. We're trying to get back in the swing of things. We've got Mad Fashion Show coming up on August 20th and 21st at the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo in Orlando, Florida. You've got to check that event out. It's an amazing event. It's at the Orange County Convention Center every year. We've been there probably for like the last 5 years conducting interviews. And then last year, Mad Fashion Show was there. We had a great time, a small group, but so much fun. And now we've got, what do we have? We have like 20 models, 4 designers, and photographers. Our team is going to be there. Lasting Impressions by Nicole and LAN Media Group, they're coming to help us out with videography and photography, plus all the other stuff that they've got scheduled for that entire weekend. It's both days on the 20th and 21st of August at the Orange County Convention Center, again, the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. Tickets, you can buy them at the door or online. Just go to their website, the Central Florida Kids and Family Expo. I believe they're about $8 or like 10 bucks at the door, very inexpensive. It's a full day of family fun at the convention center, so you guys don't want to miss it, all right? We're coming back. We have one of our designers that's actually participating. Everybody's been working so hard for this past year to make this event happen. And we have Lisa Perigotti calling in. She's an amazing designer. She's actually working on not only an adult collection, but kids collection as well. So we're looking forward to talking to her in just a few minutes. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Let's say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Fantastic. I was a little concerned because the weather is really bad here. And so prior to your interview, I'm not sure what all was recorded on this podcast, but I'm very thankful. I've been praying this whole time that everything was going to work out by the time you called in and everything just kicked in. So, oh, thank God. Tell the listeners who you are and what it is that you do.
So I'm Lisa Perigotti. So I'm one of the designers. I've worked in a dental field forever, but I always wanted to break into the fashion world. So I always did a lot of sewing jobs, whether it was for my family, friends. I worked in alteration shops. Even though I'm self-taught, I always did what I could to pursue my passion, and that is to be in the fashion industry.
Lisa Perigotti, yes, you're a designer. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so, yes, you seem to be very passionate. I tell you, I'm very thankful for you right now because you are an amazing designer. You're making it happen for us at Mad's Fashion Show this year with the kids and the adults. And I'm so excited to see what you're going to bring to the runway. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely gorgeous and amazing and fun and all of that.
Yes, yes. And thank you for having me. Thank you for the invite.
Oh, man, no problem. I told you from the get-go we were going to have you on the radio show. So how long have you been in this business?
So for more than 20 years, I've been sewing, refining my style. I've been learning fabric design. And then for the last 3 years, I've been more dedicated, and I've been doing more fashion shows. Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow.
Yeah.
And so what inspired you into getting started into all of this?
Oh, everything. I have a few things. I have nature that inspires me. I have organic things, staying unique, people's stories, hearing them about clothes, how they like the way clothes make them feel. So all that, I just put everything together, and I try to design what I can and do what I can for people, and that they keep me going.
That's awesome. So where can we find you on the internet?
So you could go to my website, and that's at lisaperigotti.com. So it's LEZAPARIGOTTI.com.
And is there anything else that you would like to add for the listeners to know?
A little bit of advice, you know, it's a long road. It's a hard road to continue with your dream. But, you know, there's going to be roadblocks, stumbling blocks. There's not a straight road. It's the effort that will make it happen, you know, because it's your dream. It's your passion. Even though it might not happen the way you think it will or how you think it will, but as long as you work hard and stay focused, your dream will be a possibility.
That's awesome. What do you like personally about, like, what do you like to design? What do you prefer?
I like to design evening gowns, but that's my forte. I used to do it for my kids when they were little, and I have to see them. They were like, oh, they look like little princess. So that's
what
I enjoy. That's what I like, yeah. I do design yoga wear. I have sports bra and yoga wear and all that, but I think you'll see a little bit of that at the show with evening gowns with the girls and for all the little girls.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. So really, honestly, then maybe it was your daughters that inspired you into getting started into all of this.
Yeah. You could say that, my kids.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going
to
enjoy this.
You.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Aw. Well, we are excited, too. Thank you so much for all you've done. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to call in today, Lisa.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for having me.
Yes, anytime. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Take care. Bye. Oh, yay. Awesome sauce. All right, guys. So you heard it. Miss Lisa, she's a designer, and I think it was her kids that inspired her, but she loves to help others, and that is phenomenal. Pretty much that's a wrap on the show for today. We only had one caller calling in. If you're looking for our show, we do have some new episodes coming out. Like I said, we've been not only been busy this summer, but I was on medical leave for a couple months. And so I'm back and up and at it. And hit us up on YouTube under the Madeline and Mommy Show, M-A-D-E-L-L-I-N-E, is how her name is, and Mommy, M-O-M-M-Y, Show. You can also find us on all social media under Madeline and Mommy Show. And if you're looking to find out more information about the Florida Kids and Family Expo, go to mycentralfloridakidsandfamilyexpo.com. You can actually purchase your tickets online there or through Eventbrite. Thank you so much for your continued support to all of you. We appreciate all your kind words and comments and remarks and everything. God bless you all. And we hope to see you guys at Mad's Fashion Show, August. I'm so used to October shows. August 20th and 21st at the Orange County Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. God bless you all. Madeline, where'd you go? I guess she's on the move. They're going to the mall. More shopping. Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! Goodbye, asshole! Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, everybody.